Okay, good morning. We are finishing Tainus on Shabbos. Resh Pei Chet, Shir sponsored for Refuah Shlema to Ben Sion Reuven Ben Shendel. Okay, Resh Pei Chet Zayin. Yimigdima Lechol Hu Oneglo, Kegon Shinit Akla Sudat Halayla Yakdim. If it's more oneg for you to have a seuda in the early in the morning, then go for it. That's when you should have it, like when you fully digested your dinner from the night before, once the morning comes. But if you're not so hungry right away, you don't have such an appetite, and your oneg is to eat it later, didn't get digested, so eat your morning meal a little bit later on in the morning versus early in the morning. Hagav. וכן מי שיש לו סעודת בכל יום בשבת, ישנה בשבת להקדים או לאחר. Also, you should make a hecker that your Shabbos meal looks different than the rest of the week. So normally that means we add more food, different variety, better food. If you're going to eat the same way you eat on Shabbos as you do all week, then you should change the time of when you eat that Shabbat a little bit earlier or a little bit later so that you make some kind of a distinction. Okay. Okay, we do not fast on Shabbos. It doesn't matter what tzara, what difficult distress we're going through, we don't fast on Shabbos. Okay. Tet. Ein so'akim v'lo matri'in bo al shum tzara. We also don't cry out in tefillah. We don't get so excited in davening for any difficulty on Shabbos. We don't overdo it. Chutz mitzarat hamezanot shesoakim aleha bapeh b'shabbat v'lo b'shofar. However, verbally you do, there are times when you do actually are supposed to cry out in prayer, b'tzibor, b'yachid, for serious times. What are they? Either a serious financial distress for the community, such as when the price of regular livelihood foods or things that are the basic necessities of life, they go down in value by 40%. So I'm not an economist, I don't know exactly what that means, but when main foods is such dramatic, there's such a problem when things have to get sold for 40% less because of a major problem, that's a financial crisis. As far as inflation, the opposite extreme, again, it's a good question. But v'chen ir shikifua anasin onahar usfina metorefet bayam. And so too, if it's a place of, really this is nefashos, it's the danger of life, you have let's say a foreign army or some sort, they come and they surround the city. Or if you're afraid of a flood from a river, or a ship in the ocean, looks like it's about to go under. Va'afilu al yachid hanirdaf mipnei anasin. Even if one individual is running from someone who's going to try and kill him, oli steam or a robber that's life threatening, which is usually the case, o ruach ra'ah, or a person has this ruach ra'ah. So what is ruach ra'ah? It could either mean, it's mentioned in the Ran Mishneh Berurah, that either it means you have some kind of a shade enters the spirit, a dibuk enters the person, mental illness, suicidal, any one of these cases, or just really sick when it's life threatening, any one of these cases, it's a mitzvah to daven for him. Zoakin umitchanenim b'tfilat b'shabbat, and you cry out in tefillah out loud. It's not Ella, but we don't blow. We don't blow the shofar. Shofar, we don't blow. Ella in kain tokein lekabei tzaam laazor laachem lehatzilam. Unless you need help, right? Pick up America. It's 911. Here, I don't know what it is. Actually, I should know by now. But you call on the phone if you need help, and that's not a question. You do whatever you need to do if it's pikuach nefesh.
One
oh one in Israel. I just learned something new. One, you call 101. Okay. Let's see. Anything else we need to point out? Now, here we'll continue when we get to the next siman. Okay. Yud. Nirdaf mipnei ruach ra'a she'amro. So if a person is, when we said a person is being chased, it's anything that's life-threatening, ruach ra'a, But if a person is, also a person can be can become crazy. So he may not even realize that he's doing something that's a sakana for himself. Lav davka suicidal, but even he might drown, he might fall off a roof or a cliff or just anything that's, if a person is not stable. Okay? If it's life threatening. Now, Shulchan Aruch continues, it's lav davka. This is just an example. Any case of sakana. V'wadin l'kol cholesh yesh bo sakanat hayom. Zoakim u'mitchaninim. If it's life threatening for today, then on Shabbos itself, you don't wait, you cry out in tefillah. And you make tefillahs in shul for anyone who is sakanat chayim, pikuach nefesh. If it's a person that's not pikuach nefesh, so then you're allowed to daven for him, but just a mildly, and you say, Shabbati milizok, urefua krova lavo. Okay, you don't. Okay. More subtle.
If they're saying the Mishnah Berakh Mechayim on Shabbos.
Right, so they always put in there Shabbati Milizok. And it's a casual tefillah, so you could include.
So you can't include
anyone who's not, deathly ill. Haga. But you can go straight out and you can cry and do it loudly and without any Shabbati Milizok if it's Sakanas Nafashas. Hagav, v'chein mutar levarech hachole hamesukan bo bayom. And you can go ahead and give a bracha to a person who's sick on that day. Okay, you can say the tefillah straight out for him in front of him. Resh pei tet seder sudat shacharit shel Shabbos. Okay, have a meal Shabbos morning. Aleph, yesh shulchano aruch umita mutzaat yafe umapa prusa kamo v'sudat halayla v'yvarech al hayayin v'ri pri hagefen o v'ri hagafen v'hu nikra Kiddusha Rabba. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch, so you're supposed to have a table, of course, for Shabbos morning. Here it means you're supposed to have your sofas or your seats set and prepared, and you cover your and you have your tablecloth and you cover challah cover just like at Shabbos night. Vivarech, and then you say. So there's two different nuschos. Generally, Ashkenazim is you do Bepri Agafen. It's similar because anytime you end a pasuk, whenever you have a double segol, one of them turns into a kamatz. So to here it's the end of the bracha. Just point out what's a good explanation why Sfardim say hagefen, because there's the Rinyan's al pisod, but also we see in the pasuk where we talk about the Shivat Haminim, so there it says Geffen. So therefore here too, this reminds us of it, so that's a reason. Another pshat I saw in the Chazan Ovadia, is he brings down, a Jew never drinks alone. That's not the way a Jew is supposed to drink. We're not drinkers for the sake of drinking. We do a l'chaim with a friend. And if you're with a friend, or you're doing Kiddush, what always comes after the word HaGeffen? Amen. So HaGeffen's never the end, there's always an Amen. Okay. Now, when we have Kiddush in the morning, it's called Kiddusha Rabba. Why? So it's a Lashon of a Sagi Nahor. How do you say that in English? The opposite of what you mean to say. To say it nicely.
A euphemism,
I think so. Anyway, you can help me think of the better word for it. Because really, the great Kiddush is Friday night. The morning, it's only Darabanan. There's no bracha for it except HaGeffen. It's not the main Kiddush. Chazal, as we're going to see how it comes up in a moment, Chazal, they wanted to add to, for the kavod of Shabbos, when you have your meal in the morning, that you say Kiddush. It gives a certain kavod to Shabbos. It's meant to give kavod to Shabbos. It's not meant to make us suffer, as we'll see in a minute. It's not meant to take away our own Shabbos. That wasn't the intention. And so we'll see how that comes up. But anyway, so that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabba. It's Saginohar. Really, it's the smaller one.
It's called an antiphrasis.
Antiphrasis? All right, thank you.
It's an English term for
anti. I would say sarcasm, but it's not sarcasm.
No.
It's the medical device of saying the exact opposite of what is actually meant.
Okay. V'achar kach yitol yadav, and then after you say Kiddush, you wash your hands. V'yitzal alecha mishneh, and then you say a bracha on Lecha Mishnah, Kama Belaila, V'yisa, just like at nighttime. Just a quick comment, we're going to get to it again, on Lech Mishnah. Right, so we all know it has to do with, we got the double portion on Erev Shabbos. So throughout Shabbos, we remind ourselves, it's a Din Derabanan, to remind ourselves of this, of this nace that happened. What happens if it's frozen? You only have one that's ready to eat, and yet your second roll is frozen. Is that good lechatchila? So it happens to be a machloket. Mikar adin, it seems to be that it is certainly okay. So says Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa, Tzitz Eliezer, Abba Yosef, and of course others. But there are some who have a doubt. Rav Shlomo Zalman mentions a doubt, and there are other people who have a doubt. So if it's not going to be readily available by the end of the meal. So usually rolls can be, depending on how long your meal is, especially if it's, we're going to get to Shalosh Shittos, and it depends how big the bread is. You can also dip it in soup or dip it in hot water. So anyways, many say it's not even necessary to be machmer. Rav Avadia, for example, says it's good to be machmer. Just borrow one from a friend if it's easy. Again, basically, there is a discussion, can you use a borrowed piece of a roll? The Kimat Kola Poskim say it's not a problem. If you don't have a full Lecha Mishnah, you only have a slice available, so Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa says it's better than nothing, it works. It may not be a Shalem, but at least it's a Lecha Mishnah. And we learned also from Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samachet already, that if you have two rolls that are stuck together, that they were baked right near each other and they were touching, so then that's also not a problem. It's fine, you just pull it apart first, and then it's, and they even make some challahs called pull apart challahs. It's meant to do that lechatchila, so that's okay. Alright. V'gam, continuing in the middle of Aleph. V'gam ze'a kiddush tzarich she'yeh bimkom se'uda. Now this kiddush has to be also where you eat the meal. V'shelo yitom kodom lo klum, kamok b'kiddush ha'layla. And you're not allowed to have anything to eat, just like at nighttime, you're not allowed to have anything beforehand. Okay? It happens to be that there is a machloket rishonim. If you're not allowed to eat anything or drink anything, even water, before kiddush. So all Rishonim agree that's by nighttime. So Machlok Rishonim, if that even applies in the morning. So the halacha is, though, that in general, that is the halacha for the morning. You're not allowed it once you're going to be eating, or once you finish, what we discussed already, perhaps before davening, but certainly after davening, once you're going to be eating, you're not allowed it, and you're allowed to eat, you're not, then you don't eat, even drink, until you say Kiddush. That's certainly Lechat Chila. Meal. Lishtot mayim laboker kodem tefila mutar, but water before davening is okay because you're about to daven, and since you didn't daven yet, you can't eat your meal yet. So then you would be allowed to eat or drink before kiddush, since it's not time for kiddush, since you're not eating yet. But since you're davening, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything before you daven, except for water or water based. Again, there are of course exceptions, and some people do have a snack before. Okay, separate question. You're allowed to have water before davening, because before davening you're not chayev to say kiddush yet. Alright, we just said. Okay, now, bet. What happens if you're on vacation and you realize you have no wine, or you have no grape juice, or you're in a place and there isn't any? Or you go to someone's kiddush and there's no wine and there's no grape juice. They had one cup and it's finished, or one bottle and it got used up. Now what do you do? Have shechar ushar mashkin chutz min amayim chamar medina umekachin alav. So first of all, he says you can use beer and you can use pretty much any drink other than water. But then he throws in the word chamar medina, and so there's a whole machloket in achronim. Does it have to be Chamar Medina or not be Chamar Medina? So Lechatchila does have to be Chamar Medina. And then you make Kiddush on it. Now, generally the rule for Ashkenazim is very make for Chamar Medina, because almost any drink is, you can honor somebody when they come to your house, almost with any drink. So again, there are different opinions. What is Chamar Medina? But many Sfardim for the morning are Mekel. Normally we say Chamar Medina has to be alcoholic, But here, the whole Kiddush is only the Rabbanan. There's even a machloket Rishonim if it's necessary. And about eating before or after, without it. But then, there's different opinions and what is Chamer Medina. At the end of the day, you're just saying a bracha. You're not saying, there's no suffix of a bracha levatala of saying Kiddush, because we're talking about the morning. So in the morning, so generally for Sfardim also, if there's no wine or grape juice available, so ideally you would use what's typical, what you would call Chamer Medina, and alcoholic is usually preferable. Again, it depends. But if there's nothing else but, let's say, Coke, orange juice, or something that's perhaps coffee and tea, that some don't like it as much, but it's very water-based. But anyways, at the end of the day, you go to a Kiddush, and you have no choice. It's mutar lechatchila in your situation, just to have a drink, say shahakol, and you know, maybe say alkane or v'shamru beforehand, and then you can go ahead and eat like everybody else. Okay. What if there's no liquids but water? All they have is water and then cake, water and whatever. So ochel below kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to eat without saying kiddush. So the question is really, again, I haven't really seen much on it, so I'll leave it as a question for a kiddush. Certainly, this applies, let's say, for a regular meal. Let's say you want to have lunch and you can't get a hold of anything to drink but water. So. We learned also, you suppose lechatchila you can say kiddush on bread, but if there is no bread, then you just eat your meal without kiddush. If you know you're going to get, or you're going to be able to get eventually during the day, Shabbos.
Say you can't tell that it's kiddush because it's just balancing.
So if you have a choice between wine or bread, especially for the morning, wine is better. But now we're talking about your whole day is going to go by. There is no wine or grape juice anywhere. What do you do? There's no Chamer Medina anywhere. All you have is water. So what do you do? And there's no bread in this situation. So, well, if there's bread, then you would say Kiddush on bread. And if there is no bread, go ahead and eat. Because Shabbos, we're supposed to have oneg. We're not supposed to starve ourselves. So if you know, and if you're going to have to wait past Chatzot, so then for sure, the halacha is, you're allowed to eat without Kiddush, without bread, if that's your situation. Again, what to do with the kiddush? You show up. If you're not gonna get home till after chatzot, for sure it's okay. If you know, it depends how hot you are, depends how weak you are, depends how far you take it for a friend's kiddush. But okay, I'll leave that part as a question. But there is certainly room to be mako. Okay. Good. Reish Tzadi. Reish Tzadi. B'Shabbat Yashim Mea Bracha B'Peyot. Yarba B'Peyot U'Megadim U'Minei Reach Kedei Lashim Minyan Mea Bracha. So we learned before, it's a big mitzvah too, or there's a mitzvah, to say 100 brachos every day. And on Shabbos, we know that we lose a lot, because the Shemana Esrei goes from 19 to 7. Okay, we get an extra 7 from Musaf, but we lose a lot more than we gain. So, we mentioned that it's good to have in mind when you hear other people's brachos, that can help. We know going to the bathroom, there's different things, there's besamim, and here he's talking about it's good to have fruit and other snacks here and there during the day to help with mea brachot. V'im ragel b'sheina tzaraim al yevat lenu ki oneg hu lo. And it's good to sleep on Shabbos if that's what's oneg for you, and you don't have to stop. But it's Mishnah Berurah points out, not that you need him to point out, you shouldn't be wasting your whole day just eating, having snack after snack, and because you don't want to waste your day from Talmud Torah. If it adds, you know, just a few minutes here and there to have to eat a little bit more, that's fine, but not to waste your day. That's not the focus. And some people they bench their meal before dessert in order to add brachos. Something that's better. For some people, it interrupts their meal, and then some people forget to say a bracha achrona. So, anyways, but different. But the purpose would be to get more brachos. Okay. Bet. Achar siudat shacharit kovim midrash likrot benevim v'udash b'divrei agada So there's an important minhag that you have time for learning in shul and the Beis Medrash. The Rav could be Dorish and Nevi'im and Divrei Agada, so people are interested. And they should, if there is a set time for learning, that's not the time to be making your seuda. And, okay. People, Chazal show how people have been, bad things have happened to people who dafka make their seuda during the time when everyone's supposed to be set aside for learning. Mishnah Berurah points out, Midrash, that the Torah goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, now that you're going to go bring the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, who's going to learn? They're going to be busy working the land, busy working. So he says, don't worry, I have a zug. Your zug, your partner is going to be Shabbos, and I'm going to set aside. Shabbos are not allowed to work, so Shabbos is going to be a time when they're not going to work and they're going to be able to focus and teach you. Mishnah Berurah points out that it's perhaps the most important thing to be learning on Shabbos is halacha, what's mutar, what's asur. And what helps people increase their Yirat Shamayim. He also points to Yerushalmi, lo nitnu shabbatot v'yomim tovim liYisrael, ela kadei lasuk behen b'Torah. The purpose that we have Shabbos and Yom Tov is in order to give us a chance to learn. So learn Torah. Okay? Hagah, u'poalim mabalei batim she'em oskim b'Torah kol yomei ha'shavua. People who are working and don't have time to learn all week long, they should make sure that at least yasku yeter b'tara b'Shabbos min talmidei chachamim. So these people should learn more on Shabbos than the talmidei chachamim. Ha'oskim b'tara the talmidei chachamim are learning all week long. The talmidei chachamim yamshichu yeter b'oneg achila v'shtia k'tzat derehem mitanigim b'limudam kol yemei ha'shavua. So talmidei chachamim, they're enjoying learning all week long. So on Shabbos they should add a little bit of oneg, not to go carried away and waste your day, but they should have a little more emphasis on getting oneg on Shabbos from their food, because during the week it's from learning and then, okay, and not on their food. Okay. I think that's it. Fine. Aleph. Reish Tzadi Aleph. Din Shalosh Seudot. So three, having three meals a day. Aleph. A person should be very careful to be mekayim the mitzvah of having a third meal on Shabbos. Even if you're basically full, you don't want to, if you're overstuffed and full, then they say it's achila gasa, and then it's that doesn't count. It doesn't count as eating, and you shouldn't. But as long as you're not stuffed, and you're, even though you're a little bit full, it's fine. Have at least a kabeitza of bread. Mishnah Berurah says, lav dafka, ideally it should be a little more than a kabeitza. It's exactly a beitza that we consider achila arai. It's better to have a proper kviya suda. But anyways, even a kazayit is good enough. But if you can't, you're totally full, then you don't have to force yourself. The point is not to force yourself. The point is to have oneg. V'achacham enav berosho, and a chacham is smart ahead of time. He sees. Shelo yemalei bitno b'sadat haboker kedei litein makol misil shlishit. Don't stuff yourself with your morning meal if it'll mean you won't even be able to eat a little bit for shalosh shivas, especially if you have a late morning meal. Haga umi shelo achal b'leil shabbat yochal shalosh seudot b'yom Hashabbat. So if a person didn't eat Friday night for whatever reason, have three meals on Shabbos day. And if you didn't say Kiddush on Shabbos nighttime, then of course you say the whole Nusach HaKiddush that we have for Friday night. That's the Kiddush you would say in the morning. The Pesukim doesn't matter so much if you say Vayechulu or Vashamru, but it's important, the Bracha, you don't want to lose that Bracha. That Bracha is important to say on the first Kiddush that you say. So almost always that's for us Friday night. But if a person missed it for whatever reason, then he says that Kiddush in the morning. And Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies for Yom Tov. If you didn't eat the meal on the Yom Tov night, so on the next day, you eat two meals instead of one. And of course, on the first meal, you would say the Kiddush that we always say Friday night, you would say, or the first night of Yom Tov, you would say the first night in the morning. Bet, Zmana Mashiachia Zmana Mincha, when is the time? That's from the starting from Mincha. Really, the time for Shalosh Shittos starts after 12:30 on a day of Look, he has mitzvah tzedak shlishit. And if you eat shalosh edus in the morning, then that doesn't even count. But they say if you have part of the meal before and you have part of the meal after chatzot hayom for shalosh edus, then as long as you eat a piece of bread afterwards, that does, and later on, your meal continues, then that does count. It doesn't go, you don't have to start the meal before chatzot. You don't have to start the meal after chatzot. You could start the meal before. Yesh omrim, the asur lishtot, mayim ben mincha lamarit, v'shabbat az choset en eshamad lagihinam, v'alkein ein le'chol sudash lishit ben mincha lamarit, v'al yochal ota kodem mincha. So there's an opinion that says, one is not supposed to drink water, or have a meal, between mincha and marav. And why? Because that's, the neshamot are starting to go back to Gehenna, Mamotzei Shabbos, so at, between mincha and marav is the time they start going back. And the water that's water, this water, I don't understand exactly, but it's meant to cool them down from the fires of Gehenna. They use this water during the week to cool them down, so you don't want to take from them. They say it's like gozel min ha-meitim, it's like stealing from them. That's the water that they need. Okay, we'll see that according to the, we're going to read on, and here, let's read for a moment. Okay. No, and some say it's better to daven mincha first, and that's of course the real Rizal writes about that. It's important to daven mincha first, and then you have your seudat shlishit afterwards, and that's what we do between mincha and marav. The only thing that he points out, Kaf HaChaim, based on the other Rizal and based on this Maimar Chazal, if it's not during shalosh edus, if you finish shalosh edus beforehand, there's an inyan not to just drink water but during Bein HaShemashot, between Shkia and Seis. That's the only time not to have water. After it, we know you're allowed to. You're allowed to have water, we're going to see, before Havdalah. That's not a problem. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, but you are allowed to drink water before Havdalah. And you're not allowed to have even water Friday night. But for Motzei Shabbos, during the Bein HaShemashot, that's the time that one should not have water. That's the minhag. And lechatchila, you could have shalosh edus between mincha and marav. But at this time in particular, you shouldn't drink water straight from a river. You don't go to the bend down during the river. You can collect it from before Shabbos and have it in your house. In your house, it's okay to drink, even if you collect it from the river. But during this time, you don't take a cup or bend down and drink straight from the river. The kol shekein shara mashkin v'shari, and it's only water the minhag is against. I guess the meitim don't use anything but water. V'yesh omrim de'en isur ela toch shnei masar chodesh al avi v'imo, and some say this is only a minhag during the 12 months after a parent passes away. V'yesh omrim de'isur zeh shal shiat mayim enorak be'erev Shabbos, and some say this whole thing wasn't meant for Motzei Shabbos; it was meant for Erev Shabbos. All right, we'll stop.